Father, we, with gratitude in our hearts, we've given these gifts to you. We ask your many blessings on them. May it go to glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. For our closing song, please remain standing and turn to Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. And let's do the first stanza, number 402. Lord, I Want to Be a Christian. I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart. Thank you, ladies, so much for taking over this morning. Appreciate it. Just sneeze there, Kenton. All right. If you're visiting with us today, there are mugs on the tables out there. We invite you to take one of those mugs home as our gift to you. There's information about the church in there as well. And as busy as most people's lifestyle is, they're travel mugs, so I really like that concept. But also, if you forgot to turn the connection card in the offering plate, go ahead and put it in the prayer box back there and we'll get it if you do that on your way out. I hope that as you worship today that you felt God's presence, that you were able to celebrate all that God has done in your life. And as you go from this place, remember, now I say this a lot and I don't want it to become old hat to you, all right? Remember, you are God's child. God loves you more than we can understand or fathom. God knew you when you were inside your mother's belly. Do you understand that? It doesn't matter how you were born. It doesn't matter what family you were born into. God knew you when you were in your mama's belly. God had big plans for you. God gave you potential to fulfill those plans. And I call you to go from this place and to get fulfilling, all right? Do all that you can to live up to that potential and that love that God has for you. Amen. This is a church that loves you too. Help us help you. Go from this place in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Be empowered by what God has done for you. Amen.